pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Come back. It's been a busy couple of hours. We talked a lot about the Arkansas situation, hiring Cal, Kentucky, what do they do next? Clearly, we spent an enormous amount of time early talking about Dawn Staley's team winning a national championship. Tennessee has a new Lady Vols coach. We'll talk to her tomorrow. And your phone calls continue right here. Swamp Dog is up next.
Hello, Mr. Paul.
Hey there.
How you doing? Great to talk to you again. Yeah, I want to state that I'm not on the wacky weed like Bash is. I don't do that anymore. I'm more in the camp of Larry from Shelby.
Yes, sir.
I like to drink beer here now and then, but I left the other stuff alone. But I want to shout out to the Lady Gamecocks. What a year. What a coach. What a program they got going there. Very good. Very good. And I want to give another shout out to the Alabama men's team, too. Hey, that's pretty good getting to the Final Four, you know. And they gave UConn all they wanted. And I was proud of them. But what I'm not proud of is Legend Friday, when he was talking to Ryan McGee, he thought he was talking to Marty Smith. And how do you not know the difference between Marty Smith and Ryan McGee? He called him Marty four times. Marty, 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 Marty. And I thought Legend was a little bit smarter than that. Didn't you think so?
Well, I don't know since I didn't see it, but I'll take your word for it, Swamp Dog. Thank you for the call. Tim is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, I think it's pretty simple on the Kentucky coach. We were down in the early 90s, and got Patino. We're down now. I say we get Patino, give him about a three-year contract, and we go from there.
Well, he would. It would be an electrifying hire.
I think that's our best move. We'd probably keep a couple of the players there that are, you know, they've already got a couple transferring out or whatever they're going to do. But I think he'd be the best bet.
His name is being pushed by some people. I'm sure Rick Pitino has his agent working overtime. Thank you for the call. Dave is in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. Do you think Bucky McMillan from Samford would be a good candidate to be hired by Kentucky to replace Cal?
Yeah, Dave, I think he would be. I think it would be a tougher hire than some of the other ones, though.
Why is that?
Well, a lack of experience at the level that he's at. I think Bucky
McMillan. Well, he's only 40.
Well, listen, I just gave you an opinion. I didn't realize I was on
the air. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you. I think Bucky McMillan is a fabulous coach, and I think it's possible that he, you know, would be a candidate one day down the road from him, but I think hiring a coach whose only major experience is at a high school and at Samford is a pretty tough stretch for the University of Kentucky. As great as I think he is, I'm not meant to besmirch his name. I'm as big a fan of him as you obviously are. By the way, I was asking Kyle Tucker earlier if Nate Oates' contract had been signed. The reason I bring that up, sometimes there's some gray area. You agree to a contract, and then you get some stupid lawyer who wastes 6 weeks going over the fine print. That is not the case here. Nate Oates' contract is signed and sealed. So that means it would cost Kentucky $18 million to hire him. Let's check in with John next in Florida. Hey, John, go right ahead.
All right. First time, Paul, love the show. A couple
Thank
of
you.
Things. I think, you know, totally Cal was the most overrated coach over the last 10 years. I have no clue how he even lasted that long. you know, I'm a Gator fan, and it seems like if one of our new coaches doesn't win after three games, we want him fired. How did Cal last this long?
I tell you how he lasted this long. He is the greatest salesman in college basketball history. He was able to leak stories on a fairly consistent basis that he was going to the NBA, that he was going to UCLA, he was going here. And Kentucky, knowing what they had, go back five, six, 7 years, when the program was just still coming off of a Final Four and Elite Eights, and the school decided to reward him with a lifetime contract. And that's how they got stuck and sat. And from that moment on, the program went straight downhill.
Well, I think, you know, the downfall with Kentucky was the players did not go there to win championships. They went there to get NBA coaching so they can go to the NBA. And who would have thought 10 years ago that Kentucky would be better in football than basketball and the Gators would be better at basketball than football? I mean, I'm not so taking it a little outside.
No, no, you're right, because, I mean, Florida won two straight, as we all know. Hey, thank you very much. And I had a fan arguing earlier about, well, Kentucky put all these players in the NBA. That did. That helps your program, but it's a diminishing return. It helps your appeal, your curb appeal, but it doesn't really do much for your winning ability. I mean, nobody had the Kentucky class last year might be the greatest of all time. What happened? First round knockout. I mean, that's inexcusable. Thank you very much for the call. Charlie is up next. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. You guys pretty much, the last caller pretty much covered what I wanted to say. Kentucky hired Calipari to win national championships. Great to have NBA players in your program, but when you can't get to the next level, it's time for him to go. As a Georgia football fan, I loved Mark Richt, but he could not get us to the next level. Kirby Smart has done that. I think Kentucky needs to look at a guy like Billy Donovan. I believe he's the guy that can get them to the next level. Also, congratulations to the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks. Great program, class act. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
Thank you very, very much. Let's continue with Lenny in New Jersey next. Hey, Lenny, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, I called last week to complain about Musselman leaving Arkansas. Now I'm actually probably happy about it because, if you know, wide range of outcomes with Calipari coming, but there's going to be no shortage of excitement. You know that.
No, and I think after a really bad year, that will be good. And Musselman was amazing. I mean, the Mus Bus for 4 or 5 years was about as exciting a show as you could get. And when this year just fell apart, a lot of the air went out.
Yeah, we did love Musselman a lot and everything else, but there's a lot of NLI money in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh yeah.
And I think with Calipari, yeah, I mean, it may take us to the next level. We don't know, but like I said, there'll be no shortage of excitement.
No, and that's important. Thank you very, very much. Great to hear from you. Let's continue with more phone calls, and Brad is up next in Macon. Hey, Brad.
Mr. Paul, we missed you on Friday, brother.
Well, thank you.
Ron did a good job for you as a fill-in. Just a couple things, Mr. Paul. Congratulations to the Lady Gamecocks. And what impressed me the most, of course, their season was great, but the way their coach actually recognized an opponent and gave Kate and Clark props for raising the awareness of the women's game. Because I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I watched the women's game, and it wouldn't be for Kate Clark and teams like LSU, South Carolina, UConn. To me, they were more interesting than the guys.
Yeah, and I'll say this about tonight's game. I mean, it is one of the better matchups we've had in a long time for the national championship. But I really don't care. Do you, Randy? It's just UConn, Purdue.
Yes, it's going to be a good game.
I mean, it's like, so what? I mean, yesterday was far more compelling, but I thought Friday night was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night and Sunday were great.
Absolutely. And Mr. Paul, too, with Calipari, could you imagine him being the head coach and having a home game and getting beat by somebody he had no business getting beat by? You know exactly what those fans would have done to him there. They would have destroyed him.
Well said. Thank you so much, Brad. We head to the break. More to come. We have one more guest. We've been all basketball today. We'll spend a little bit of time in the final hour talking to the Brat about what's happening with spring practice and more of your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and let's check in with John in Lexington. Hey, John, go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing well.
Excellent. I don't necessarily want to talk about Coach Cal as a coach anymore. You know, that's old news now. He made his peace. He made his bed. He's going to Arkansas. The question I want to ask is, you know, I heard the Nate Oates's, I heard the Drews, the Billy Donovans. Why aren't we talking about Mark Jackson as the next coach for the University of Kentucky? I really feel like if you want a guy who has those NBA ties, who's a great coach, who's a leader of men, I feel like Mark Jackson should definitely be in the top of the conversation.
Well, John, I don't know Mark Jackson, but I think he might be the only one who feels that way.
Maybe so, but
other than his relationship with players, what would you say is Mark Jackson's singular accomplishment?
He brought Golden State to where they were before Steve Kerr took over. That was Mark Jackson's team.
And what century was that in?
That wasn't too long ago, Paul. That was about 2014.
11, 12 years ago. What's he done since?
He hasn't had an opportunity to do anything. He hasn't gotten a coaching job.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to ask the best brand in college basketball to hire a coach who right now, as best I can tell, is he's not even on television anymore.
And he hasn't had the opportunity to do that.
Okay.
I feel like if given the opportunity, Mark Jackson would be a hell of a coach for the University of Kentucky. Okay. I guarantee we would go past the first weekend in March with Mark Jackson.
Well, John, let's be honest. The two of us could get Kentucky past the first weekend.
Pardon me?
I said the two of us could get Kentucky past the first weekend. Only Cal couldn't.
I definitely could get Kentucky past the first weekend. I'm a great coach myself, but I'm really feeling like if we want to make a move, we want to make a radical change, and get somebody in here who's a player's coach.
I get your love for Mark Jackson. What do you make out of Billy Donovan? His name's been mentioned.
Billy Donovan is a great coach. I loved him in Florida. I'm a Chicago guy. I'm from Chicago originally. I love Billy Donovan as a coach as well. But, I mean, if we're talking about what has he done, what has Billy Donovan done?
I don't think Billy Donovan's done a whole lot since his first year in the NBA.
Right. So, I mean, if we're going to talk about a guy like that, why aren't we talking about a guy like Mark Jackson?
Yeah, well,
John,
you may be right, the only difference is, well, one thing about Mark Jackson, he would be cheap. Wouldn't have to spend a lot of money. Dean is up next in Memphis. Hey, Dean, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. You know, I listen to your show occasionally. You never have shined a very bright light on Arkansas. I mean, we're a small school, and I agree. But with what we've had, we've done really well with it. I'm really happy we're getting Coach Cal, but my God, we would have much rather had Eric Musselman. And
Dean, first of all, I was a huge fan of Eric Musselman, and he appeared here often, and I thought he had done a really good job. I was sorry to see him leave too, just from a personal standpoint. But I appreciate your call. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Glenn, who is in Birmingham. Hey, Glenn, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I don't see where Oates is a great coach, a great hire for Kentucky. He hadn't really done a whole lot at Alabama. He lost 12 or 13 games this year, and 5 out of the last 6 in the SEC. He didn't win the tournament. He didn't win the championship. He just got lucky on the lucky streak and got to the Final Four, but he's just a duplicate copy of Calipari.
Glenn, I'm going to try not to respond too vociferously to your comments, but the number of games a coach loses is irrelevant in basketball, especially that when they're playing on the final weekend of the year. I think Nate Oates is a phenomenal coach. He is recruited at a high level. Last year, he won the SEC championship. He did it a couple of years ago. He was a number one seed. It was a disappointment to get bounced out, but he came right back this year with a truly amazing coaching job. I think he's the best coach in the SEC, but you're welcome to your opinion.
What about the coach at Auburn? He's done the same thing. He made it to the tournament and won the SEC a few years ago.
Yeah, he has.
So, I mean,
won the SEC tournament
like
this year.
Just look over him.
Well, you know, I'm not saying you should look over Bruce Pearl. I'm just saying we're talking about Nate Oates here not being a good coach. That's what you said.
But Paul, it ain't been but a few years. This boy was coaching high school.
He was. That's what makes it even more remarkable. I don't think I'm going to be able to bring you around, Glenn, so I'll just let it go there. David is up next in Kentucky. Hey, David, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller. Love your show. Just got a question. Do you think that Jay Wright would ever consider coming out of retirement and going to Kentucky as head coach?
Well, I mean, the only way to be able to answer that is to know how he feels about his year away from Villanova and working on TV. He's been really good on TV, but most coaches like to coach. And I've never met one who was happy doing television as opposed to coaching. So I think the answer is yes. I mean, I think Jay Wright's one of the best coaches in recent history in college basketball. I mean, to win multiple championships at Villanova, I mean, that's not an easy job. Thank you very, very much for the call. Joby is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Joby.
Hey, Paul. I just want to talk about them Lady Gamecocks yesterday. I think they're officially the premier program in college women's basketball now after that win yesterday. I think they've taken over UConn and as the premier program, and I knew we had it in the bag once we got up by three. I was a little worried at the, in the beginning, but once we got up by three at the halftime, I knew we had it in the bag.
Yeah, I thought the steal on Caitlin Clark was really the turning point in the game. Thank you very, very much. I agree with you. I don't think UConn's got a really great program, but they are not in South Carolina's league right now. Let's check out Stan in Arkansas. Hey, Stan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very well.
Oh no, I'm just trying to say, Mr. Paul.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know the Arkansas situation. You know, the head coach of Musselman left and come in there with Calipari, and I just wanted to know how you feel about that.
Well, Stan, I think it's a pretty good recovery. You lost a quality coach, and you replaced him with someone who has been at the highest level of college coaching. I mean, John Calipari's...
Wait, and another thing, Mr. Paul, I just want to know, it's been about 5 or 6 years since I've been on here, but I want to know our baseball team is finally... I just want to know what you think our baseball team might do at the end of the year.
I think they have a chance to win it all. I think this team has been, you know, ever since, 2018, when they came within a bounce of winning the College World Series, I felt this program is always knocking on the door, and I hope they get there. Thank you very, very much for the call. We'll take a short break. We have Bratton in the final hour. We have already talked about the Wildcats, about Don Staley's great win. More of your phone calls right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. What an afternoon this has been. And let's continue with more phone calls. Lisa in Georgia is up next. Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
Hey there.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking.
You want to know why I'm calling?
I'd be curious, sure.
Okay, Coach Cal.
Okay.
My first question is, does Kentucky still have to pay his contract out if he's leaving on his own?
No. When first of all, you have to, any contract has to be negotiated. So I'm sure his people went to Kentucky and said he would like to go to Arkansas. And I'm sure they said, can we help him? Can we help facilitate that? I'm assuming that, he was able to get out of that contract very easily.
Okay. Now I've got a stupid question.
No such thing.
Rick,
go ahead.
Rick Pitino. Is he too old to come back?
It's possible, but I think you could hire Rick Pitino. I think it would be...
did he burn too many bridges? I mean...
Well, I don't think so. I mean, Rick Pitino has always been complimentary of Kentucky. He always talked about how great it was. So I think if you get over that he's 71, but John Calipari is not that young. I mean, it's not like, I would say Pitino, you put them side by side, you couldn't tell which one was 71 and which one was 65 or whatever Cal is.
I agree with that.
I don't think it's a big deal. But I think
it's probably not a possibility, right?
I don't think it's a. I think they'd have to be turned down a couple of times to get the patino.
Well, you know, it was a thought.
It's a good thought.
I think it's under them.
I would vet patino because patino brings an electricity that very few coaches bring. And
yes.
I mean, hey, we're talking about, is that possible? Arkansas just went out and hired Calipari.
Very true.
So
yeah.
I don't think there is really much difference between what they did and what Kentucky would do. Lisa, thank you very, very much for the phone call. John is in Chicago. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I'm in the heart of Big Ten. And I've got a son at the University of Kentucky, so I've been about 3 years really intently watching, really getting into the SEC sports. But I got to say, I think it's really important that Kentucky gets this right. I think for the game of basketball that, you know, in the NIL money and committing, decommitting, I mean, one of the first things you hear when Cal's leaving last night is who's going to stay, who's going to decommit. And for Kentucky to get this right, kind of stabilize, I call it the environment, I think is really important, whoever that name is. I hope they really get somebody that can come in and really be a good face of the program and maybe mix it up a little bit. But I do think him going to Arkansas and the change of Kentucky hopefully can be a win-win. And I really want to see them get this right.
Well, it was Kyle Tucker a few minutes ago who mentioned Scott Drew, who has been very successful at Baylor. He won the national championship in 21. He's routinely gone to the tournament. His last two or three years since then have been mildly disappointing, but he's still accomplished a great deal. So, I mean, I think that's a name to consider. We've talked about Nate Oates. Certainly, he's probably the hottest young coach in the country. John, great to hear from you. Thank you very, very much as we continue on. A lot of calls about this. Brett is in Columbus, Ohio. Hello, Brett.
Peter Feinbaum, how are you?
Well, thank you.
A little hardball action there.
Yeah, I caught that.
I'm in Columbus, Ohio. A lot of Big Ten nitwits around me. But so UK alum, Kentucky alum. Spent about 3 or 4 years away from the program. I just, you know, the thing is about Calipari is his time was gone. That being said, you know, I came back this year and, you know, it was good to see, but you can tell Kentucky just was off. If you watched Rupp Arena this year, it wasn't as noisy as it used to be. I know Calipari set up a donation in La Familia that you've talked about was kind of a resounding failure. I think I'm so happy for Arkansas. I think they're getting a great coach. He's going to bring in some great recruits. Drake might even show up. So that'll be good. I'm sure you'll be excited about that, Paul. But I think this is so great for Kentucky because we don't have to pay the $30 million fee to Cal. But to me, it's Billy. And Coach Donovan, I think it would be a great fit, a great home for him. You know, I did, you know, listen to a lot and you know, social media and talk shows today. And what I heard a couple of things about the not going Donovan's way was that he might be in a play-in game mid-April. And I say to that, who cares? If you're looking long-term, 9, 12 years down the road, who cares if we don't get him till mid-April, late April? Oates, looks like a good dude, but I think it's the wrong direction for Kentucky that we don't need to pay a buyout of $18 million. That's just outrageous. That money can go better suited to NIL. So that's what I think, Paul. What do you think?
Listen, I agree with you on Billy Donovan. I've seen too many programs get caught up in the moment. It's worth remembering that Nick Saban was not hired until January 3rd, 2007. That is very late in college football. if you miss a recruit or two, then that's okay. It's never been easier to replenish now with the transfer portal. But I would not base my decision on hiring him based on considering that you'd have to wait a week and a half or 2 weeks, or maybe longer. Thank you very much for the call. Very eloquent call there. Let's check in with Doug in Kentucky. Hey, Doug.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here near Louisville and about 75 miles from Lexington, so I'm in a good spot, right spot, I think. The feel here on the ground is that you know, we're thankful, we're grateful for what Calipari did for Kentucky, especially those first 7 years. But we do see that his time is up. We see a slippage in the Kentucky boys playing defense, especially. My understanding is they slipped somewhere below the 100th ranking in defense, and that was a problem all year long that Calipari couldn't get a handle on. And, you know, we're tired of getting bounced out in the first round, and we're tired of the one and done. So we're looking forward to a fresh coach with fresh ideas, and Billy Donovan might be that guy.
I think he would certainly be a consideration. Hey, great to hear from you, Doug. We're up against a break. Many more phone calls before we run. Long way to go on a very busy Monday. We are back right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Teams in the country, LSU at Florida. That is quite a rivalry. Great game to wrap up the series in just about an hour and 15 minutes. Augie is up next.
Let's not talk about LSU baseball, Paul. Dropped another series, this time to Vandy. So, hey, we're not going to talk about LSU baseball anymore. But what I would like you to do, Paul, is you took great relish in replaying my tape from last year before the Wake Forest series. You should play it again this year because it actually fits. But, Paul, I was very distraught Alabama losing Saturday night. I was just really – it was really a body blow to me that they got beat. But I will say this, in all honesty, they played a hell of a game. Alabama's got a good team. And they were in that game up until the last, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? I mean, you didn't know how it was going to come out. So Nate Oates, hats off to them and to Alabama. I think they played the best game they could possibly play. And we'll see. Who are you picking tonight?
I don't know, Augie. You're a soothsayer. What do you got?
I'm going with Purdue. I think Purdue's gonna take it. But again, Alabama is no less than the third best team in the country. I think they beat NC State. What about you?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a doubt. I mean, and you're right. That game was very tight, tied, and you know the officials once again screwed up a great game. Thank you very much for the call. David is up next in Lexington. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call, man. How are you
doing?
Thank you.
Very well.
Awesome.
Hey, I just wanted to know what your thoughts is on this. Do you think it was kind of strategic that Calipari made this announcement the eve before the national championship game, which is the biggest game all year?
It's possible, but don't forget what precipitated this. You had a coach going from Southern Cal to SMU, then Musselman getting the job. That happened on Wednesday or Thursday. So then the rumors started. So Cal is a conniving person when it comes to self-promotion, but he needed some help before he could let this story leak.
Yeah, yeah. And two, I mean, I'm here right here in Lexington, and I mean, you know, it's just kind of an ego that Calipari would do. But also, my pick is Brad Stevens. No one's talking about him, and I'd love to have Brad
You know, Stevens. I had somebody ask me about that today. Great coach. Took Butler to the championship game a couple of times. Went to Boston in the front office. Still a very young guy. And
yeah,
if you had said a couple of years ago, I think everybody would have been going crazy. I don't know what his circumstances are, but
I know he's still in the Celtics organization. Yeah. But
I mean, he makes more sense to me than Billy Donovan.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. Well, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Billy Donovan just seems very much 10 years ago. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Rick is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for the call.
Hey, that guy that called about Mark Jackson a little bit earlier, I think maybe he was talking about Phil Jackson.
I don't know, but
you think?
I'm not sure there are any high schools in this country that are interested in Mark Jackson tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. But hey, I tell you what I think is going to happen. I think Kentucky's going to hire Patino, and his son will succeed him in about 2 or 3 years.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I think you're right. By the way, that would be his son's a very successful coach, and that would be difficult to pull off. But that would be the only way Rick Pitino would be hired if there was a succession plan in place.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. And hey, can I ask you a question about something a little different?
Yes.
Conference expansion. I've been haven't been able to get through, and I've been meaning to ask. I was curious your opinion about this. Everybody talks about the Big Ten, SEC, you know, what's the right number, 16, 18, will they go to 20? Do you think at any point maybe they figure that they're at the right number, but they start getting rid of the Rutgers and the Vanderbilts and bringing in a North Carolina or Clemson or somebody like that?
Rick, I would be shocked if the SEC ever got rid of anyone. They look at it completely differently than we might as fans. It's been a couple of days since we've heard from this guy. John is up next.
Talk to me.
Hey, John. You doing okay?
I'm surviving, Paul. Paul, I wanted to go out. Well, it's pretty good. I have no complaints. Anyway, I was going to have a different cut on everything that's been talked about, I guess, today especially about Coach Cal. And this is directed at the not only University of Kentucky fans, but their administration. And I'm going to cut right to the chase, Paul, and be very candid here, okay? Is that okay with you?
Correct.
Okay, because I think it's very important that you hear from institutions and fans from outside of a state and a program. And these are my opinions. So if I offend the University of Kentucky, well, you know, that's just the way it is, Paul. I think we need to kind of step back and tell it like it is a lot of times.
John, the preamble to the Constitution was shorter than this phone call has been so far. What do you need?
Okay, well, here's the deal, Paul. Mr. Calipari at the University of Kentucky, all the guy does is win games, okay? And he won 77% of the games at Kentucky. So that I'm going to go through this, and you can comment about what I say, but you know, so give me a break right there. And then the other thing is, I asked the University of Kentucky, I guess, what do you people want? Okay. There's an expectation level that every year your basketball program
see,
needs
see, John,
to get
if I could interrupt for a second.
Well, go ahead and interrupt.
No, but
sir,
I want to make one thing clear.
I knew that you wouldn't let me finish my statement, but go ahead, please, and interrupt
me. I'll just have one thing to say. Kentucky is not Missouri. They expect to go to the Final Four and win it all every year.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, they want to win it every year, okay, which is great. That's a good metric to have out there. And then
and they don't want to lose two out of 3 years in the first round, John.
Well, that's true. I agree to that. And then the other thing is, I'm a little prediction for UK is I predict that Coach Cal at Archie is going to get further than anybody that they hire for that program, okay? And to that point, the people you need to start thinking about Kentucky to hire is people like Tubby Smith or Billy Gillespie, or hire that criminal Rick Al Pacino Patino to come in and run your program. And my
okay,
my response
John, you just recommended Kentucky hire a 71-year-old man and a 72-year-old man.
Why is it your program, Kentucky, your board
John,
of directors?
Is there anyone in their 90s you would like to recommend?
Well, I don't have it. I'll just tell you right now, Paul.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.